Paramount Pictures and Beast Guy B present Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging, starring Georgia Groom as Georgia, Eleanor Tomlinson as Jazz, Aaron Johnson as Robbie, and Alan Davies and Karen Taylor as Georgia's mum and dad. A teenage girl in a bright green, bulbous fancy dress outfit walks along the pavement, her dad in a car drives alongside her.
For the zillionth time, Dad. I'm an adult. You don't have to stalk me.
Georgia, I said I'm dropping you off. Now just take off that shell and get in the car.
Dad, my costume is the business. I don't want it to get crushed.
You look fantastic, love. I just don't want you walking around the streets on your own.
Do you have any idea how long it took to get this right? I have to make an entrance.
At the party, everyone looks around at the girl's entrance.
And what are you supposed to be, in a Beast Leprechaun?
Anyone can see I'm a stuffed olive.
Stuffed is right.
Georgia barges her way through the room to her friends.
What happened to you, Ellen? You were supposed to come as a cocktail sausage.
Well, my mum said no. Her being a vegetarian and all.
Jazz? Cheese and pineapple stick?
Well, the cheese made me look fat and yellow washes me out.
I didn't know how to be a vol-au-vent.
But we said we'd all go as hors d'oeuvres to be original. It was supposed to be a laugh.
But boys don't like girls for funniness. Sorry, Georgia.
Hey, Georgia. Georgia! Georgia!
She knocks drinks, bowls and people out of the way as she rushes out of the party.
She fills her clothes, she looks just like them girls in Vogue. I love the way she plays it cool, I think that she is beautiful. She's so lovely, 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 she's so lovely.
As she leaves the house, she waters down the road to the seafront. She passes the Eastbourne Pier and continues down the promenade, with people staring at her along the way. She passes a row of elderly people on benches who smirk at her green outfit and red hair.
I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
As Georgia turns a corner, she bumps into some other partygoers in sexy fancy dress. Georgia then comes face to face with an elderly lady in a mobility scooter, and they struggle to get past each other. Georgia squashes her costume against the wall to get past.
She's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely.
Back at home, Georgia fails to get through the front gate as a recycling box is stuck behind it. In a rage, she strips off the green shell and throws it onto the floor. She starts stamping on the costume. Her cat Angus jumps up onto a wheelie bin and looks on as her dad. Mum and little sister come out of the house and watch her tantrum. Georgia storms upstairs to her bedroom and starts throwing away cuddly toys and ripping pictures off the wall. She collapses onto her bed, throwing the stuffed toys of the process, and sobs into her pillow. Outside, her dad tries to inconspicuously bring in the crushed outfit. A new day, and Georgia is plucking her eyebrows in her bedroom. Georgia takes a razor to her eyebrow.
Georgia, Mummy wants you.
Libby! Oh, flip, flipper and flippin' hell.
Her little sister pushes her and Georgia shaves off half of her eyebrow. Coming down the stairs to the kitchen, her fringe covers the mistake. In the kitchen, her mum and dad are kissing. She has a disgusting look on her face.
Excusez-moi, c'est très grotesque. If you don't mind.
She opens the fridge to find the cat inside.
Libby, stop putting Angus in the fridge.
What do you want for breakfast, Munchkin?
Stuffed olive.
because I did something so beyond the Valley of Sad City last night. It doesn't give you the right, as my parents, to humiliate me further.
Libby is feeding Angus some cereal.
Today is the first day of my life as the new Georgia.
And who is she, my little elf?
She's not an elf. Not a munchkin. She is a mature, sophisticated woman called Miss Georgie Nicholson. So, to celebrate the new me, I've decided what I want to do for my birthday party this year. I want a proper party in a club with a DJ.
You're not old enough to get into a club. Never mind hire one out for a party.
If you haven't noticed, I'm a woman now. I wear a bra.
Her parents smirk to themselves.
Are you really trying to damage me permanently?
There's no way that you're having a party in a club where there's drinking and it's full of randy men. What sort of parents do you think we are?
Do you really want me to answer that?
That's enough, Missy.
Why would we damage you?
We made you.
Honestly, Georgia, this attitude...
Welcome to the tragic universe that is my sad life. Why? I'll give you five major reasons why. Number one. My parents are from the Stone Age.
God knows what you do. Understand?
Yeah. Number two, they hate me having a life, because theirs are practically over, and mine's just starting.
It's not good enough.
Honestly.
Number three, my little sister's bonkers. Poor Angus will need even more therapy than me.
Not trouble.
It could be just his 15th birthday.
Number four, my nose is the size of Jupiter. I need to go into an ugly home.
Georgia, what have you gone and done now? How did you manage to pluck them all so quickly? You haven't, have you? Oh, crikey, Bob, she shaved them.
Number five, I'll never get a boyfriend.
What's the hurry with growing up so fast? Why don't you just enjoy being 14?
Enjoy being 14? How twisted is that? And if home isn't mental enough, I have to spend all day at this loony bin, or, as some people call it, school. Sometimes, I think Jazz and I are the only normal people here. There's Dave the Laugh. Why do they even call him that? Boys are such a mystery.
Oi, Nicholson!
The Bummer twins are the school bullies. Twice as mean, twice as mingy. Lindsay Slag Marling from the year above. She really is Miss Slag of the Century. And where did she get those bazoomas? How did they grow that fast?
2 minutes to lessons, children. Let's not start the term with a detention, Nicholson.
Our headmistress, Slip, likes to oppress me because I caught her once with a skirt and a knickers. I laughed so much I nearly fainted. Luckily, I've got my ace gang to fill in the long hours before we get released.
Christmas tree, DJ, woo!
Ellen, Rosie, Jazz, and moi.
Now, when your hands are numb, then lift them up to your bazoomas and press. See, it feels like someone else is touching them, not your own hands, right?
Wow, freakalicious.
Oh, I could get used to this.
I don't think we should be doing this. It's kind of lesbian-y.
Well, you asked me what it was like to be felt up.
So what's the best thing about having a boyfriend, then?
It just feels really natural. You know, really grown up. And the snogging is wicked. Then uses varian pressure. That's what foreign boys do.
My parents snog occasionally. Even at their age.
Cringy.
Seeing old people over the age of 30 snogging is just horrific.
All of the boys I've ever snogged, Sven is definitely the best.
Because he's emotional.
Where have you got to on the snogging scale?
What? Jazz and I invented a snogging scale. The 10 stages of snogging.
You're mad.
No, it's scientific.
How would you know anything about it?
Please, who got 82% in bio?
True.
We cut out all the letters about kissing from the problem pages of every girl's magazine.
So, it starts with level one, holding hands. Two, arms around waist. Three, goodnight kiss.
Four, kiss lasting over 3 minutes without breath. Five, open mouth kissing.
Number six, tongues.
Oh, my God.
7. Upper body fondling. Outdoors.
8. Oh my God.
The girls stare at two handsome boys.
I've gone all jelloid. Who are those fitties?
They're well beyond fit, they're lush.
Oh, they are sex gods. Oh, they must be newbies.
Ace gang, it's boy stalking time.
The girls take turns to stare at the boys through their binoculars. The boys kick a football to each other before passing it back into the group of footballers. As the gang continues to ogle them, a PE teacher approaches.
Ladies?
They run away. Now in the library, Georgia spies on the two who are working on the computers. She smiles to herself. On the way home, Jazz feels in Georgia's eyebrow and they run up the road giggling. I'm boys in love. The girls watch the boys buy chips from the vendor by the pier.
You ain't too smart.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry,
come on,
the elders are a bit busy.
On the pier, the boys notice them and the girls turn away, quickly, unable to catch their eyes. The boys take off and the girls continue to follow. The girls in unison do a silly dance and run away giggling. Back at home.
Oh, we're here. You're late. Ow. Get changed. We're going on a family outing.
We have to.
What do you mean, do we have to? You still love doing things as a family.
Georgia, don't start. Not tonight. We're going to the Bonkers Buffet and your granddad's coming as well.
At the themed restaurant, Grandad pretends to choke and everybody watches him. He produces a pair of chattering teeth. Georgia looks unimpressed. At a slumber party.
So, the sex gods are twins.
C'est magnifique, Marvin.
But they're not identical.
Obviously, Jazz.
They're 2 years above us. Jackie's got geography with the one called Tom. She says he just moved here from London.
London? Oh, I knew they were cosmopolitan.
Apparently, their family just opened an organic shop on the high street.
Mmm. Dishy and nutritious.
Soji, Tom or Robbie, which brother do you want?
What about me?
Oh, we saw them first.
That's not fair!
Ellen, you have to be emotionally sorted to be ready for a boyfriend. Jazz and I are there. We even devise a snogging scale. That proves it.
We have to know ourselves to see how boys see us. Can you handle that? Okay, so it's time for the physical attractiveness test.
I'm just a little bit caught in the middle. Life is a maze.
The girls each take a piece of paper and put marks out of 10 for each other's physical attributes. They pass the paper around and are handed back their own score.
So did I.
Hey, who gave me a 4 for my nose? And look, someone else gave my mouth a 6 1/3. What's wrong with my mouth?
A new day and the girls are outside the organic shop.
God, I'm having a nervy bee.
We've only gone over the plan a gazillion times. You don't need to have a breakdown. Just stick to your lines and we'll be fine.
Okay. How's my hair?
Very Keira Knightley. Just get in there, you minger. Remember, lower your voice so you sound sexier.
Okay.
Jazz walks into the shop and approaches one of the boys. Georgia looks on from afar.
Hi there, how are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Can I get some onions, please?
Onions? Red ones?
Yeah.
How many?
Just a pound, please.
£5. Yeah. These are nice ones, these are.
Right.
Jazz signals Georgia, who then enters the shop.
Jazz?
Hey, Jazz.
Kel Surprise. What a shock to see you here.
Oh, I want this, brother.
It's fine. Just stop playing with your hair.
How nice to see you, Georgia. I was just picking up some onions for my mum.
Well, you know your onions, don't you, Jazz? You've been eating organic food for ages.
Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my friend, Georgia. I'm Jazz.
Hi, I'm Tom. Do you need something for a sore throat? what school are you two at?
Ridgely.
Ridgely? Me too, just started.
The other brother enters.
There you go.
Thanks, Robbie.
It's all right. Can't let my brother wear cards serving good-looking girls without a cup of tea.
Georgia stares speechless.
Sorry.
Apples. She likes apples.
Great. About a pound, yeah?
Robbie, this is Jazz and Georgia. They go to Ridley too.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I recognised them. Tom, I gotta move. I got band practice.
Oh, you're in a band?
Yeah, some mates from London.
Oh, what are you called?
Stiff Dillons.
Great name.
Thanks. I'm a bass player.
Did you know bass players have really big hands?
He looks at his hands.
I guess they do. I do have big hands.
Oh, hey, Jubbly.
Is that my little Jubbly? Come here, little Jubbly Jubbly.
Oh, you like cats?
Yeah, love them. Don't I, lovely Jubbly?
Do you have one?
Angus. Her cat's called Angus.
He's part Scottish wildcat. I used to walk him by the sea, but he ate his collar and his lead.
What?
Georgia? What are you doing here?
You hate vegetables. Mum, you're so funny. I'm getting apples. My favourites.
Apples give you wind.
Georgia looks horrified as the others smirk. She makes a pleading face to her mother, who finally understands why the girls are in the shop.
What a lovely selection of brie.
How am I ever going to be able to face him again? My mum is so beyond the valley of the fish.
She wasn't that bad.
What? Telling the only cool boy in Eastbourne that I have flatulence issues is okay.
I don't think he took any notice. And anyway, he was well into you before your mum came in.
Do you think so?
Yeah. You were great asking him about his band and stuff.
And he likes cats like me.
Yep. Did you see the way Tom held onto my hand a little too much and he gave me the onion?
He didn't.
He is so gorgeous.
They're both beyond the valley of the gorgeous. Oh, are you sure my mum hasn't ruined it?
Oh, Gigi, it was really fab.
Fabity fab?
With knobs on. Robbie will understand. All parents say stupid things. He'll probably like you more because he'll feel bad you've got a mum that's beyond bonkerdom.
You're right. God, Robbie's just so muscly and dreamy and...
Tom said see you later.
I know. So did Robbie.
What exactly does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Do you think Tom says that to everyone, like a sort of see you later sort of thing?
No. He wouldn't say see you later slowly, unless he means see you later. Otherwise, he would just say see you later. Don't you get it?
When is later, though?
I don't know. I'm not bilingual yet. But I tell you what, I see a snog at the end of the tunnel.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Phil,
the trolley.
Lindsay, stop it. You don't have to come.
Oh, Robbie, stop. I promise I won't get in the way.
At the end of the alley, they stop in their tracks as they see Robbie with Lindsay. They enter a park and put their arms around each other. Georgia has a disappointed look on her face. Later, the girls join Ellen and Rosie on the beach.
Maybe they're just mates.
Don't be a plonker, Elle. Mates don't hold hands.
I already feel fed up with boys, and I haven't had anything to do with them yet.
I don't know how she got in there before you.
I can never compete with Lindsay.
Yes, you can.
You've got much better qualities than her.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, you're really funny.
Yeah.
You were so hilarious in that olive costume.
The three girls look back at the laughing Ellen.
But Jazz, you said boys don't rate girls for funniness.
Well, I just meant that they rate other things more.
Oh, yeah. What do they rate then? Skinny, mini, blondie, booby, girly girls like Slaggy Lindsay?
Well, she does have that cover girl look that boys die for.
So are you saying I have to be more like her?
Through the binoculars, Jazz spies through Lindsay's bedroom window.
Thong alert! Oh, I always knew she was from Bulgaria.
Now that's what boys like.
But they just go up your bum.
Nah.
Do you think you should try one? No way! I'm not going to injure myself just because boys like it. And Slaggy Lindsay should know that all those ancient women did not burn their bras and give women the vote so she could wear a thong.
Mm-mm.
Lindsay pulls out two breast enhancers from her bra.
What a swizz!
That is just diabolical.
No, that is shocking.
Oh, bet you Robbie doesn't know about that.
At least I sort of fill up my bra when I wear one. Even though it does bunch up when I run for the bus.
So, she has false boobs, a massive bum, and a blank personality. You would score more in all of those areas.
Defo.
But she's got Robbie. And I haven't even kissed a boy.
The four girls pulled themselves up to look over a fence.
I can't.
You want to move up on the maturity scale, right?
I'm not that desperate.
You have to step up to compete. It's educational. You'll gain skills Lindsay can only dream of.
Georgia walks through a rose-covered garden to a detached house and rings the doorbell.
Hi.
Hi. Are you Peter Dyer?
The man, the myth, the legend.
With a smug look on his face, Peter shows her into his bedroom. He starts a counter clock from 30 minutes, and he has a poster of Hugh Grant on his wall. He sprays a breath freshener into his mouth.
Your parents aren't here, are they?
No. My hours are between 4:30 and 6:30, before they get back from work. Any, musical requests? The right tune creates the right vibe. Coldplay? 50 Cent? Dido? In a relaxation mix?
Whatever. You choose.
Now, what kind of experience do you have?
Oh, loads.
You have to be completely honest so I can evaluate you accurately.
Okay. I guess I've practiced a lot on the back of my hand.
On average, a person will have over 26,000 snogs in their lifetime. So close your eyes, relax, feel the magic. We're going to do a standard one first.
Peter and Georgia close their eyes as he kisses her lips quickly.
Wow, you're a natural.
Really?
Not too firm or toothy. That's very common with beginners.
Great.
Next, movement. When I move my head in, you go the other way. The boy leads and the girl always fits in.
Where should I put my hands?
The waist is safest.
He kisses her again, this time for longer.
You're a quick learner. Now, tongues. They're a health and safety issue. The secret is to strike the right balance between yielding and giving. Start slowly, like a turtle, not a lizard. Avoid washing machine syndrome.
They lock lips again. They continue to kiss as the countdown clock runs down to 12 minutes, then 7, and then finally to 0.
Sadly, this session's over. My next client's here.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi, Elle.
Thank you, Georgia. I'll be in touch.
You did tongues, didn't you? Number six. You did a big, fat tongue sandwich, didn't you?
Oh, my God.
All I know is he was from Saliva City. But who cares? I'm a snogging sensation.
Georgia, Jazz and Rosie run down a grassy hill from Peter's house to the marina. Georgia is now back at home in her kitchen.
Mum, Dad, I just want you both to know how much I really appreciate all you've done for me. It can't be easy since you can hardly remember being my age because it was so long ago.
Have you been inhaling fumes from the science lab?
I want to talk party details.
Oh, Georgia, I told you I needed to talk about something important.
Oh, this is important.
Oh, all right, you go first.
Can I invite boys?
You haven't got some fancy fella we don't know about, have you?
No. Honestly, Dad, no one says fella anymore. This isn't the Middle Ages, you know, or the 70s, as you call it. Sorry, Dad. I must be hormonal. Can I have a DJ?
Why would we pay for one when we've already got one in the family?
What?
Oh, yes.
No way. Oh, I want music from this century, Dad. If we hire a club, we'll get a DJ thrown in.
We are not going to hire a club. I can get a very good rate at the community hall. We've thrown some legendary bashes there. Okay, we right. Still know how to get down. Wait, Missy. I haven't told you my news.
Okay, just please stop snogging. It's not normal.
I have been offered a promotion.
Oh, cool. Maybe I can get a PDA instead of a mobile now.
Georgia, where in the world do you find the most geomagnetic thermal activity?
I don't know, Dad.
New Zealand. That's the slight catch. Jobs in New Zealand.
What?
Look, I know it's a big deal, and I don't have to decide anything yet. I really want to discuss it with all the family.
It's a bit of a shock for us all, but your dad's not going to do anything we're not happy with.
Dad, you should totally go. What an opportunity.
Yes. One less parent to deal with. If Dad goes to New Zealand, I can easily get round Mum and have my dream party. Now I just need a plan to show Robbie I'm a natural-born snogger.
So, I figured out what I've got that Slaggy Lindsay doesn't.
Hair on the back of your legs?
The Angus advantage.
What?
Robbie loves cats, and so do I. So when he finds out Angus is missing...
But Angus isn't missing.
Don't be dim. We just pretend Angus is missing, so I get Robbie to help me find him. He'll discover how unfake I am. And then I'll try out my new natural snogging technique. And voila! I've got my sex god. Then we get you yours, and we're all set for my party. The hottest, choicest party of the year. Okay. When you see Robbie and I walk this way, you let Angus go. So Robbie can find him. Resulting in high self-esteem for him. And a celebration snogathon for me.
Yeah, got it. Is that Tom? Oh, he has got a fit bum. What quality lushness. Oh, I wish I could just go up and snog his face off.
Honestly, Jazz, sometimes I think you're half girl, half turnip. Just focus on the plan.
God, you're right.
Georgia approaches the entrance of the organic shop. Robbie comes out holding a box of fruit.
Hiya.
Hi.
Are you okay? What's wrong?
It's my cat. He's lost. I don't know what happened. He just disappeared.
I go out and look with you, but I've got to help my mum in the shop. I put it in the window.
Sure. Thanks, Robbie.
As Georgia walks down a cobbled street, Robbie runs after her. She smiles as she sees him.
If I lost Jubbly, I'd be really upset too.
Yeah, I'm pretty gutted.
Back in the park, Tommy's playing football with his shirt wide open. Jazz watches him in awe as she holds on to Angus, who is on a leash. Angus spies a poodle and chases after it. Freeing himself from Jazz's hand, she falls over.
Stop!
Tom rushes to her side.
Are you alright?
Yeah, fine, fine. Can you get the cat?
No worries.
Tom rushes after Angus, who's still chasing the white poodle. On the beach, Georgia and Robbie look for Angus.
Fluffy cat. Angus.
So, you glad you moved to Eastbourne?
Yeah. Have you always lived here?
Yeah. It's called God's Waiting Rooms. It's where people come to die.
I heard Eastbourne's the new Brighton.
Don't be stupid.
It's more peaceful here than London. I like to come to the beach. Write songs.
About what?
Angus. I don't know, life, universe, how reality TV's brainwashing us.
Wow.
Angus. Come on, you fluffy cat.
So what did the Stifterland sound like?
Well, I suppose we've got a lot of influences. Radiohead, Pink Floyd.
My dad listens to Pink Floyd when he's been on the Vino. He knows all the words backwards.
My dad plays air guitar. Really badly. He thinks he's Hendrix.
Does he make a wicked guitar face?
Not as wicked as me. I've taken the uncool guitar face to a whole new level.
Let's see one then.
The pair jump onto a beached boat and play their air guitars. They both pull as many silly faces as possible while performing a windmill strumming move with their arms.
Thank you, and good night. Eastbourne.
You've been a great crowd.
The pair fall about laughing.
I don't think Angus is here. He likes the park chain.
Okay, let's go.
He helps her down from the boat.
So is that your mum behind the till?
Yeah.
She's really pretty. Mine's mental. Honestly, she's mad as a hatter.
She's actually become quite a regular customer.
Oh my God. Promise you won't take anything she says about me seriously.
No problem.
So does your dad work in the shop too?
No, he's in London. My parents just got divorced.
Oh. Sorry.
It's okay. So my mum opened the shop. She's always wanted one. It's good that Tom and I can keep an eye on her, you know? What's wrong?
Nothing. I thought I heard something.
Robbie!
Look, Georgia, my brother's found him.
Yeah.
Angus escapes Tom's grasp.
Waiting by the fountain.
I couldn't.
That cat is mental.
It's okay. It's all right. I'll get him. We're down there.
Robbie enters some bushes.
Angus, come here. Gotcha.
Good boy.
Got him.
You okay?
Easy, Rob. He nearly broke down his arm.
Yeah, where'd you find him, Jazz? Georgia says she's been looking all day.
I found him. In the park. By the fountain.
That's lucky. That's where we were looking.
Angus was raised by a family of Scottish beavers. He loves water.
Really?
Yeah.
Here we go.
What are you doing? Thanks, Robbie. You saved him.
Oh, Robbie, Lindsay called and she's waiting for you on the pier.
Right, I better go.
Sure, no problem. Thanks again for helping me.
Yeah, it was fun. I'll see you later.
Right, Jazz.
I'll see you
later then.
Yeah, see you later. See you later. Again. We were really hitting it off.
Jazz?
Yeah?
Do you want to go out sometime?
With you?
Yeah, with me.
Sure.
Great. Should I get your number then?
Oh, yeah.
Georgia has a disappointed look on her face.
When do you think I'll really call? Do you think I should have taken his number too? Or that I've just looked desperate?
Jazz, it was perfect. You did everything right. But he's from a broken home. You have to be extra mature.
Totally. When he calls, will you help me pick an outfit for the date?
Love to.
Good job, Angus.
Georgia and Angus leave Jazz at her front door and walk home. As she enters her front door, she listens to her parents arguing.
I can't just turn up with nothing set up. I have to go and set it up. And then you can come and join me. We'll have a better quality of life. It'll be fantastic for all of us.
Please, please. I'm just saying it's upsetting.
Oh, because I never listen. That's right. I never listen to you, do I?
Your dad is just impossible.
Georgia, come up here for a minute, please. Hi, sweetheart. Can you give me a hand with this packing? Because your mum's making a right mess of it.
Dad, why do you need four pairs of brown trousers?
Because they go with everything.
They do not.
Hey, I'm not going on a fashion shoot. Hey, what is it, Munchkin?
Dad, I don't like it when you and Mum fight. Promise me you won't hang out with any Kiwi women while you're away. Not even ugly ones.
What are you talking about, Georgia? Hey, this is a big change for us all. I'm not going out there to be living la vida loca. Though I'm glad you still think your dad's a handsome old devil, even if he does belong in the Stone Age. Come on, then. How many pairs of brown trousers do I need?
Two.
Georgia, it's a boy. Result.
What boy?
Mr. Peter Dyer.
Oh, no. Saliva boy.
What? He sounds keen to talk to you. Georgia!
Bye. Kiss for Daddy. Bye, Libby. Oh, a little elf.
Oh, my love, you've got conjunctivitis.
Relax. I'm sad you're going and all that, Dad, but it's only Vaseline.
What?
Makes your eyelashes longer.
Oh, Georgia, I wish you'd stop messing about with yourself for 1 minute. You're beautiful.
No, I'm not. You have to say that. You're my dad.
OK, you guys, I'm going to ring you as soon as I get there, right? Oh, and Georgie, darling, one last thing. Stay off the bleeding phone.
Oh, Bob, have you got your flight socks?
In the back. Bye.
Georgia! He called.
Already?
Twice. I'm having a major nervy bee. Oh, Zitney Spears or what? The ice is bringing it down, though. But I don't know if I should wear a bra.
You're not planning on getting to level 7 already?
Duh. I'm not a scrubber. I just don't know if I need to wear a bra to make me look more mature. Or if it'll just go bunchy under my top and make me look fatter.
Pencil test.
You do it too. Crap. So no bra tonight.
God, mine's staying up for the first time.
Oh, you're lucky, you're so voluptuous.
Oh, are you saying I'm fat?
No, you've got just the right amount of breastiness.
Sadly, my mum can get a whole pencil case up there. I don't want them to get too big, otherwise I'll end up with back breakers like my mum or the Queen.
The Queen hasn't got big bazoomas.
Oh, yes, she has. She has a special bra that, like, pushes them under her armpit so she doesn't look common or unroy with a 44 double D.
Jazz,
Do you think maybe you could tell Tom how much better I am for Robbie than Slaggy Lindsay?
Of course. Oh, how's my spot?
Ugh. Do you want me to squeeze it?
Yeah.
Okay.
A tall, dark, handsome man is at George's front door.
Hello?
Georgia, it's the builder I called. I'm just getting dressed. Make him a cup of tea.
Mum, will you hurry up? I've got to go meet Jazz.
There. Here comes the bride.
Libby, will you stop dressing Angus up in drag?
Slips of banana skins and dressed in all.
You'll soon discover this is a madhouse.
Are you okay, Angus?
The man looks bemused.
You look
tea?
Angus.
Yes, please.
Georgia, I'm thinking about getting the living room redone, but...
She eyes the man up.
But don't tell your dad. It's a secret for when he gets back.
Huh? I know he looks like George Clooney, who's ancient but still a fitty. But he'd never fancy her in a million years. And in that top. Please.
Tom's lips are so soft.
Did you tell him to tell Robbie about me?
I dreamt about Tom all night.
Earth to Jazz. Did you talk about me and Robbie?
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Thanks.
Wait a minute, Tom did say something. He said Robbie thought Lindsay was a bit clingy sometimes. Tom smells so nice, not fromage-y like most boys.
Great. So what exactly did you mean about Lindsay being clingy?
You know, Tom wants to go into the fruit and veg business. He says the future's organic.
It's fascinating. But what about me and Robbie?
Hello, gorgeous.
Tom and Jazz immediately start kissing. Georgia watches on in despair.
Washing machine syndrome or what?
The couple smile at Georgia and continue kissing. In the school canteen, the girls call Jazz over to sit with them, but Jazz and Tom are sitting together on a completely separate table. Robbie and Lindsay then join them, much to the girls' disgust. As Georgia stares at them, she catches Peter's eye by mistake, who gives her a cheesy smile. She rolls her eyes. In the PE changing rooms, Georgia, Rosie and Ellen are getting changed. Jess enters with a massive grin on her face. Yeah, I'm sick of love. You give me more than
enough. She's being really shallow.
Hi.
Hi. Mrs. Unavailable.
What?
We all think you've really changed since you've got a man in your life.
Oh, come on, G.
A thong. Have you bought your ticket yet?
What?
To Bulgaria with your new best mate.
Why are you being so stroppy? You'll always be my best mate. Just think of it like me going undercover and spying on her.
All right. Now you're thinking like a best friend. I taught you well.
Hurry up, girls. Let's get physical.
On the hockey pitch, Jazz waves at Tom, who is playing football on the next pitch. George and Lindsay both wave at Robbie.
What are you waving at, Minga? Listen, short ass. Keep away from my man. He's not a cradle snatcher, and you're not woman enough for him. So back off!
I wasn't waving at anybody.
Talk to each other, ladies. Look, she's wide open over here. Pass the ball.
Georgia, who has the ball, is violently pushed over by Lindsay. Robbie watches from afar without the two girls noticing.
She did that. That Lindsay was well out of order.
She's a full-on bully.
Robbie mentioned you at lunch.
Really?
He said he was happy you found Angus.
Aww, how sweet.
He just has to get to know you and see how brilliant you are. Go
Kirsty Walsh and Upper Fifth having a party for her 16th tonight. I got you all invited.
Oh, wicked.
This is your chance to impress Robbie yourself. Oh, there's Tom.
You are joking.
I'll see you later, guys.
I'm fine, how are you?
Quick, Jojo, hide!
The girls hide behind a bush and spy on Robbie and Lindsay.
Did you see my second goal? Right? It was spectacular.
I saw you floor Georgia.
But why'd you care about her all of a sudden?
It was a cheap shot.
Okay, coach. You can give me a spanking and I'll never do it again.
He turns away from her kiss.
Did you see that?
Absolutely.
How could you not? She moved in for full frontal snogging, but he converted it to lips to cheek. Which proves he didn't want to snog her, right?
So right.
Georgia? What are you doing?
Ellen lost an earring.
She's wearing her earrings.
It was another one. One she wasn't wearing.
He takes her hand and helps her up from the grass.
Nuts. See you later.
Oh, wait, Robbie. I really think I owe Georgia an apology. I'm really sorry I tripped you. You were playing absolutely brilliantly. You should go up for the school team.
Wow, Lynn, that's really cool. She's right, you should, Georgia.
Lindsay gives the girls a sly, smug look.
Is my moustache showing?
What moustache?
Well, my mum gave me this cream to get rid of it. You're so lucky you don't have dark hair like me.
I know. Why do you have to shave my armpits now?
Well, my mum's got sideburns.
Georgia continues to put on her makeup as Ellen looks for sideburns.
Do you think we're sad, Georgia?
Why?
Because we're the only two left without boyfriends.
Georgia's tipsy mum falls through the bedroom door.
Oh, come on in, Mum. The door's only closed for my privacy.
Don't be silly. You're the fruit of my womb. I've seen all your bits and pieces.
Connie, paella's ready.
Oh, Jem is such a great cook. He could teach your dad a thing or two, that's for sure. Now, I need you to babysit Libby this weekend because I'm taking Jem to my salsa class Saturday.
Why?
Because he's really passionate about it. He's been dancing for years.
But Dad loves to dance.
Yeah, like Mick Jagger with two left feet. Ooh.
Honestly, Mum, have a bit of dignity. You could put a hip out at your age.
Whatevs. Your mum's well wicked. You minger.
What's up, darling? I've been keeping my eye on the movement. I can't see no room for improvement. But why you all over there on your Jack Jones? You need to live.
At the house party, Georgia and Ellen wander through the rooms looking for Robbie.
Wonder why he's not here yet.
Peter and two girls come down the stairs. His eyes light up when he sees Georgia.
Hi.
Fiasco scale 9.9 approaching.
Georgia and Ellen walk into a room full of dancing people. They start dancing. Peter sprays breath freshener into his mouth and starts dancing. He finds Georgia and continuously tries dancing with her. She ignores him and uses Ellen as her barrier. Peter keeps trying to get her attention and eventually grabs her hand and leads her out into the garden.
Peter, what are you doing?
You never call me back.
Sorry. I've been really busy studying.
Listen, I'm really into you. I have to kiss you.
They fall into the bushes.
Peter!
Jazz, Tom, Lindsay and Robbie see them in the bush. George's knickers are on show.
Look at the slag knickers, like something my gran would wear.
Robbie walks off disappointedly. Jazz looks at Georgia with a confused face.
What? You have to tell Robbie that Peter's not my boyfriend.
That's not what it looked like. You had your skirt up around your bazoomas with your knickers on full display.
It was awful.
Why couldn't I have just banged my head and gone into a coma and died right there?
Why couldn't you have worn smaller knickers?
Jazz, this is serious. I have to get Robbie alone away from that Ming and Lindsay.
You know, Tom told me he and Robbie are going to the pool this afternoon, but Lindsay isn't going.
Why didn't you tell me this before? Honestly, your best mate is banished into the Valley of Humiliation and you're withholding vital info. Why isn't Lindsay going anyway?
She doesn't like getting chlorine in her hair. And, she's checking out party venues.
Oh, no. Her birthday's the same time as mine. I don't want Lindsay to get the best club. And I bet she's getting a killer DJ.
Well, her mum knows Fatboy Slim's neighbour.
You have to come to the pool with me.
Oh, but I hate swimming. It makes my hair go frizzy.
Please, Jazz. I have to talk to Robbie, or I'll just die.
At Eastbourne Lido, Jazz, Tom and Robbie are sunbathing. Georgia appears at the entrance with her little sister Libby.
Hi, Georgia. What a surprise to see you here.
Yeah. I bring my little sister all the time.
Why don't you go and change?
Jazz, I need to speak with you urgently. My life is a fiasco and a sham. My mum's dumped Libby on me so she can go salsa with George Clooney. We're practically orphans since my dad left. But now I've got even bigger problems.
Oh, my God.
It'll be fine. Just jump in when he's not looking. Libby? This is Robbie. Libby, stop licking Robbie. She thinks she's part cat.
Come on, Libby. Let's go for a swim with Tom.
Robbie and Georgia are left alone.
Well, you coming in then or what?
Robbie dives in and Georgia follows.
Robbie, about last night.
It's cool. I mean, Peter Dye's got a rep as a bit of a ladies' man.
I'm not going out with him.
Does he know that?
Yes. Totally. It wasn't at all what it looked like.
Well, that's good.
He splashes Georgia in her face.
right.
Okay, let's do handstands. I'm really good at this.
Okay, you're on.
Okay?
Yeah.
She lifts her legs in the air. They are bright orange. Robbie has a look of shock on his face.
So, how was it?
Great.
I told you I was good.
Georgia, why are your legs orange?
Oh my God. I'm such a sad excuse for a girl. I thought my legs were too pale, so I used this stupid cool tan cream. Stop. Please don't look at that.
They're like giant cheesy puffs.
She puts her hands over her face. He takes her hands and moves to kiss her. They share a gentle kiss. Robbie looks guilty.
I better go. I gotta sort some things out. I'll call you.
Georgia is left looking unsure.
He kissed you?
Result.
Oh my God.
It was magic. Way beyond all the stuff you're supposed to have.
Fireworks, washing and stuff.
I get that with Tom.
His lips were the perfect moisture.
Nothing like saliva, boy. And he did that varying pressure Rosie says foreign boys do. And then said,
I have to sort some things out.
What?
I know. What does that mean?
Oh, it could be anything.
When do you think he'll call?
Tom called me the same day he said he'd call me.
It'll probably be any minute then.
I'm so happy for you, G.
So let's step up the party plans. We've got so much to sort out. Venue, fashion statements, colour scheme.
You should do black and white.
Marvie?
Gee, Tom's texting. I've got to go. Bye. Hello?
Georgia?
Oh. Hi, Dad.
Have you been on the phone? I've been trying to get through for an hour. How many times have I told you not to run up the phone bill?
Nice to hear your voice too, Dad. Mum! Dad's on the phone!
Hi, I've been waiting for your call.
Yeah, I'm trying to get through for ages, but Georgia's...
Okay, Dad.
Hold on. I've got exciting news. Connie, Georgia, I really want you to join me in New Zealand.
What?
It's fantastic here, and they love my ideas for the new division. They want me to run it. It's a big promotion.
Wow.
Are you mad?
I can't go now. I'm just starting to get a life.
Georgia, don't be selfish.
I'm not. It's just I'll be bored to death by sheep and hobbits.
We can't go.
Look, Georgia, can we talk about this later? This is costing me £1 a minute. Can I speak to your mum alone for a second?
Okay.
Please don't be long. I'm expecting a very important phone call. Robbie. Oh.
Hey, babe.
Hi. Not again, Peter. I'm still recovering from my injuries.
I'm sorry if I pushed you too far at the party. You just drive me crazy.
Peter, I can't go out with you. I'm sorry.
Why? You're my top student ever.
I may be moving away.
Okay, we'll just enjoy each moment till then.
Look, I can't go out with you because I'm a lesbian.
Peter drops his flowers on a sunny day. Robbie and Georgia are taking a romantic walk up on a large hill overlooking the Eastbourne coastline. Suddenly awoken from her daydream, Georgia is in the school library and has been hit with a paper ball by Dave the Laugh. She opens the ball and on it is, "Are you really a lesbo?" She looks at him quizzically, and he nods his head over to Peter, who is looking depressed. She shakes her head at Dave, who then starts writing another note. He passes it over to her. This one makes her smile as it reads, "I didn't think you were. Robbie said you wasn't." Passes back a note to Dave, which reads, "Really, what did he say?" The reply is that he knows you're not. "Are you going to the Stiff Dylan's gig on Saturday?" Georgia looks upset, now outside in her garden with Jazz.
Jazz, who does level 5 snogging then doesn't have the decency to call?
Boy, he can't make up his mind.
But he said he was glad I wasn't going out with Peter. And then he gave me a real kiss. I really felt something deep in the pit of my stomach.
Goodness sake, Georgia, stop yapping and go to bed. It's a school night.
Well, at least you know he doesn't think you're a lesbian.
But he could have told me about his gig in Brighton.
Gee.
What now?
Lindsay. She's moved her party to the same date as yours.
How did she know that was the day of my party anyway?
She saw my designs for your party invite.
What?
Well, I was showing Tom and she grabbed them. Tom said they looked really artistic.
Jazz! What am I going to do now? No one's going to come to my loser party if it's on the same night as hers.
Georgia! You have to get enough sleep or your brain won't function. It's a wonder you girls have anything left to talk about.
Mum! We're having a crisis and you're not helping. You won't let me have a cool party in a club and now everyone's going to laugh at me for being so lame and no decent boys will ever want to know me because I'm the nav girl who had the sad party that no one went to.
Georgia!
Okay, good night, Mrs. Nicholson.
Jazz, spill it.
Georgia is crying in her bedroom.
Georgie, darling. Come here.
I know what you're feeling like, honey. It's awful when you like someone they can't see how brilliant you are.
Mum, what exactly has Jazz told you?
She didn't say any more than that. And, honey, it's your business. You can talk to me if and whenever you want. You're such a clever, bright girl, Georgia. Remember that. And please, have a look at this.
Mum, I really don't need to learn about astronomy right now.
No, honey, this is a very special book that will open your mind to the curious way of the male species.
See? I already knew boys were from a different planet.
They're infuriating. They say one thing and mean another.
Exactly. And they act like they like you and then they just ignore you.
Then out of the blue, they decide they want to move to New Zealand. And don't worry too much. I'm still trying to figure them out. Okay, pop it. Yeah.
Georgia starts reading the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Rosie and Ellen are eyeing up Jem, who is working with his shirt off.
Jem, sweetie, can you come here? I need a hand.
Oh, hi, girls. I didn't see you there.
Put your tongs away, you slappers. I need to discuss a plan.
Rosie and Ellen follow Jem into the kitchen. Georgia's mum hands him a bottle of wine and she starts staring too. Jazz joins them. Georgia, unimpressed, sees that her mum is wearing a pink thong.
Mum?
I'm getting really worried. I mean, how long can it take to decorate one room? Libby called him Daddy the other day.
When's your dad coming back?
He wants to take the job in New Zealand.
What? Is he going to move there?
No way. My mum doesn't want to go either. And I can't go now given the Robbie situation.
Good. So, do you think your mum will divorce your dad to stay here?
Oh. Not a problem.
You know, you're right. That George Clooney's well buff. He'd never fancy a mum in a zillion years.
No way.
Now, why did you call us all over?
Okay. Last night, my mum tried to have this real woman-to-woman chat with me after you opened your big gob about Robbie.
Cringeworthy or what?
But then she gave me this book. It's my mum's boy Bible, and it told me how to get Robbie back.
But isn't that book American?
Yeah.
Well, then it'd be about American boys, won't it?
No, it's about boy kind.
Oh.
It says boys are like elastic bands.
What? What do you mean, like elastic bands?
Well, they like to be all close, and then after a bit of being close, they have to stretch and get far away, and you have to let them, and then they come springing back.
Okay. So, what's your plan?
Nighttime in Brighton. Georgia turns up with Dave.
First, I ask his mate, Dave the Laugh, to the gig. I need him for my plan, which involves the two ossities. Maturiosity and glaciosity. Firstly, I have to prove to Robbie that I'm sophisticated and grown up. That's the maturiosity bit. Secondly, I must be distant and alluring and play hard to get. Ice cool like a glacier. That's the glaciosity bit. The conclusion is that Robbie comes springing back like an elastic band. He chucks Lindsay, and she's so upset, she cancels her party.
You look really gorgeous tonight, Georgia.
Thanks. You're very honest. Dave, what's the first thing you notice in a girl?
Well, most lads would say eyes, but they're lying.
I see Nunga Nungas.
What?
He cups his hands to his chest.
Why do you call them Nunga Nungas?
Well, because when you get hold of one and then let it go, it goes in Nunga Nunga Nunga.
Dave, you make me laugh like a loon on a loon tablet. You're such a laugh.
Good evening, Brighton. We had a stiff dealing.
Robbie's playing the guitar on the stage. He sees Georgia dancing hand in hand with Dave. He looks cross. Lindsay is standing at the side of the stage.
You spurn my natural emotions. You make me feel like dirt and hurt. And if I start a commotion, I run the risk of losing you, and it's worse. Ever fall in love with someone? Ever fall in love with someone? Ever fall in love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with? And I can't see much of a future unless we find out who's to blame. What a shame. And we won't be together much longer unless we realize that we are the same.
Outside, Robbie watches Georgia walk along the beach with Dave. Lindsay watches and then approaches him.
Hi, Rockstar.
Great show.
Not really.
What's wrong?
I think I'm coming down with a cold or something. I was just going to go say hi to Dave the Laugh.
No time. Everyone's coming back to mine.
Dave walks Georgia back to her house. He has given her his jacket to wear.
Thanks, Dave. I had a lot of fun. It was a laugh.
It's one of the best nights of my life. I just want you to know, I really like you.
Dave goes to kiss Georgia on the lips, but Georgia turns away and he kisses her cheek.
Thanks again, Dave. Good night.
See you soon. Beautiful.
What's wrong with you? Your plan worked.
Poor Dave. I keep seeing his face when he tried to kiss me. I didn't mean to lead him on.
Dave walks past with a sad look on his face. In the school, Georgia tries to chat to him on the stairs.
Hi, Dave. Is everything okay?
I hope your elastic band theory works.
What?
Jazz told me you only went out with me to make Robbie jealous. You're a heartless user. What you did, it's just pants, that is.
I'm sorry,
And I really thought you thought I was a laugh.
Jazz and Georgia are on the netball court.
I told you, I'm sorry.
I'm so beyond the Valley of Loserville because of you and your big mouth.
I didn't mean to tell Tom. I was just saying how much you really like Robbie and it just came out.
Dave thinks I'm a heartless user. He's going to tell everyone and Robbie will hate me forever. If you weren't so loved up with Cabbage Boy, you would have thought about that before opening your fat gob.
Oh, just stop being so jealous, Georgia.
Jealous? What? Of Tom? She's not even good enough for you, Jazz. Do you seriously want to spend the rest of your life picking out cabbages? At least Robbie has bigger goals. He wants to do music.
Well, at least Tom loves me. Robbie isn't even your boyfriend.
Well, he would have been if you hadn't put your big foot in it. You never wanted me to get Robbie, did you? You wanted to be the one with the boyfriend.
No, it's all your own fault, Georgia. You scared Robbie away with all your scheming and pretending. And you said Lindsay was fake.
I'm never talking to you again.
Good, end of. And I did give you a 4 for your nose. And I'm going to Lindsay's party instead of yours.
Ow! Georgia Nicholson, headmistress's office now.
The sky is overcast and Georgia is outside collecting rubbish in the school grounds. She sees Lindsay helping a hobbling Jazz along. Robbie approaches her.
You really pissed off a lot of people. The date's really cut up. He's my mate, Georgia.
I didn't mean to use him. You never called me when you said you would.
Handled it really badly, I know. I didn't want to two-time anyone. Or hurt anybody's feelings.
So you were thinking of breaking up with Lindsay, and then you were going to call me?
Yeah. And then I saw you with Dave at my gig. I was gutted. But that's different now. Why did you tell Jazz that my brother wasn't good enough for her?
I didn't mean that. We were fighting.
Well, does that mean I'm not good enough for you either?
No, of course not.
Because I thought you were different than that, Georgia. But you're not. You're just a kid. You only think about yourself.
He walks off. Georgia angrily continues to pick up litter. Georgia is lying awake in bed with Angus in her arms.
Moving to New Zealand might upset all of us. He just doesn't get it. Ragging at all hours of the day.
I don't suppose the time difference helps.
Yeah, well, exactly. Maybe we should stay here and let him go off on his own.
I should have left mine ages ago. Now I can do what I want, when I want.
Don't you think the little one misses him?
No! He has the monster every other weekend. Which is more than he bloody did when we were together.
Listen, I've got to go meet Jem.
Ooh, lucky you!
Georgia, are you up, love? I need to watch Libby after school. I've got salsa group. So
Georgia in a green baseball hat and hoodie spies on her mum and Jem dancing in the salsa class. They both look like they are enjoying each other's company. Georgia gets off a bus and enters a large office. She walks up to the receptionist.
Can I help you?
Hi. I'm Georgia Nicholson.
Bob's daughter?
Yeah. Would it be possible to speak with his boss?
Well, I'm afraid Mr. Hunter's already left for the day. Is there something I can help you with?
It's my dad. He's been gone so long.
It's a great honour for him to get that promotion. Everyone here wanted it.
Yeah. He's good at his job, right?
Yes. What was it you wanted to say to Mr. Hunter?
You're going to think I'm mad, but I was going to ask him if my dad could come back. You see, we really don't want to move out to New Zealand. But we don't want him to leave us and stay there. And me and my little sister really want him to come home. And no, my mum does too. She just might not tell him on the phone because, well... we just really don't want us to be apart.
Back at home.
Hi, I'm back. Thanks, darling, for holding down the fort. I had such a great time. Oh, and you're making dinner too. How wonderful. Georgie, I want you to know how much I appreciate you helping out these past few weeks.
No problem, Mum.
Georgie, you've been so good. And I'm ready to talk about this party you want so badly.
I don't want it anymore.
What? But you and Jazz have been planning this for months.
I can't explain it, Mum. I just don't want to party. I want to go to New Zealand.
What?
I've been really thinking about it.
And it's a huge opportunity for Dad, and we shouldn't stand in his way. As his wife, you should support him too.
Dawn on a new day. Georgia is taking down pictures of her wall.
There are 5 things I will do now to be more mature and prepare for my new life in New Zealand. 1. Stop reading magazines and do Sudoku instead to maximise brain size and stop Alzheimer's.
Shut the bedroom window in the morning. Go to the shop, make plans to be
2. Do yoga every morning and night and cleanse my body of toxicity by banishing all negative feelings towards ex-best friends and bass players. 3. Listen to dolphins, because they're clever and unselfish. 4. No more chips. Only organic fruit and veg, although not from Robbie's shop. 5. A new style for a new me.
Georgia walks along the stony beach in jeans and a grey hoodie. She meets Robbie.
Hi. I sort of need to ask you something, because you'll know. You know, I don't blame you for not wanting to talk to me. What you said really hurt, but you were right. It wasn't me. It was Beyond Pants, and I really am sorry. I messed everything up with you and with Dave and your brother, and I guess I was just jealous that Jazz had a boyfriend.
Broke up with Lindsay last night.
She sits down next to him on the beach.
You know, I wrote a song about you.
Really?
It's called Bitch in a Uniform. I wrote it when I was pissed off with you. I still like you, Georgia. Even though you are mad.
No, you don't.
I do. I can't stop thinking about you. I was hoping maybe we can go out.
No. I'm moving to New Zealand.
What? What is wrong with you? You're so random.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. My dad's just got a job out there. And at first I said I didn't want to leave. And then my mum started acting weird with this builder guy. And so I said I'd go out there. I guess I really just don't want my folks to split up.
Hey, no one does. At least you're doing something about it. It's just a shame you're leaving.
No, hold my hand, you muppet. So we can at least walk together, so we don't look like sad kids.
Cradle me, I'll cradle you, I'll win your heart.
He takes down the hood off her head and runs his hands through her hair. As he does so, a strand of blonde hair comes out of her hair. He looks at it quizzically.
I was experimenting before I dyed the whole thing.
Don't dye blonde. It's much nicer natural. Put the stars
in our eyes. They walk back from the beach, arm in arm. Back at home, Georgia is asleep in her bed.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Georgia. Happy birthday to you.
Georgia opens her card and a bundle of money falls out, much to her delight.
It's from all of us. We want you to get whatever you want. A mobile phone and maybe something nice to wear for tonight.
Why? What's happening tonight?
We're going out dancing.
Jem's not coming, is he?
No, hun, just me and you. I'm taking you to your first nightclub.
Not Tramps. That's where Lindsay's having her party.
Tramps? That is so last year. We're going to a brand new club.
Oh, that sounds great, Mum. Shall we go and call Dad?
Well, I'm sure we'll call later. It's the wrong time out there, so...
OK, Libby, we'll be a good girl, won't you?
I'm going to bed now.
Yeah, and I'll come and get you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
OK. All right, then. Night-night. Love you.
Bye.
Georgia walks down the stairs in a purple-style prom dress. Her hair is curled and she looks beautiful.
Looks so beautiful.
Thanks.
Come on, Munchkin.
Mum, this looks pretty cool, but it's dead. Are you sure you got the right address?
It's supposed to be the most happening joint in town.
Mum...
Her mum leads her into a darkened room of her nightclub. Then all of a sudden, from her balcony, Georgia looks down and sees all of her friends in the club. It's packed.
Oh my God!
Ah! Jazz helped me organise the whole thing.
Georgia runs down the stairs to meet Jazz. They embrace. Jim turns around and raises his glass to Georgia, who looks unimpressed. She walks over to him, reluctantly, and gives him a kiss.
Jim's been an angel.
Thanks, Jim.
It was my pleasure.
Ooh, Georgia, we have another surprise for you.
No.
We weren't quite sure when the right time to do this. What?
Please don't get divorced.
What are you on about?
Her mum points to the dance floor, and Georgia sees her dad making shapes amongst her friends. Georgia's dad runs over to her and gives her a big hug.
I told you I wouldn't miss your birthday party.
But what about New Zealand? We're supposed to be coming out there.
Honey, must be really hard for you to come to my office. When I heard what happened, well, it broke my heart.
Dad.
Well, you made quite an impression, little lady. My boss ordered me home immediately. They offered me a great new position. Here.
Really?
I know. Now, why on earth did you think I was divorcing your dad?
Divorce? What's going on?
I just thought that because you've been wearing tight tops and more lippy and it looked like you and Jem were... You see, it just looks really...
Jem puts his arm around a good-looking guy.
Happy birthday, Georgia.
Jem's boyfriend owns this club. He helped arrange all of this for you.
Interior decorator? Hello?
Father may drive us mad, but I love him to bits.
Aww.
This is the best party ever.
Put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Let me hear you say ho!
There are only three people at Lindsay's party, back at Georgia's.
Make some noise for the Steve Dillon!
Robbie is on stage.
Who invited them?
Your mum did.
What?
I know a fitty when I see one.
Now, this is a new song I wrote, and it's about Georgia, and it's called Ultraviolet.
A wave and she's breaking. She's a problem to solve. And in a circle she's making, I will always revolve. And on her sides, these eyes depend. Invisible.
Lindsay cuts the power and invades the stage. She grabs a mic.
Before I vom over this vile song, I'd like to make one little announcement myself. Georgia Nicholson is a lad-nabbing lech who can't keep her slutty minx hands off other people's boyfriends.
Lindsay, what are you doing? I know you're upset, but let's be mature adults.
You're just a big, fat, minging minger with huge knickers and a ginormous schnozzle. Robbie, this is your last chance. It's either her, sad olive girl who gets everything wrong, or me, the woman who's so perfect for you.
Robbie holds out his hand to Georgia. She takes it and he helps her up onto the stage.
Georgia's perfect too. She's just a perfect natter.
Obviously, Robbie prefers his girlfriends unfaked.
Jazz pulls the breast enhancers out of Lindsay's bra and throws them into the crowd. Dave, the laugh, catches them.
I'm sorry she tried to ruin your party.
You think I'm perfect?
I think you're mad. You're perfect for me.
The couple kiss on stage in front of everybody. A new day, and Georgia is in her school uniform having breakfast with her family.
Things very right with my life. One, my mum and dad are totally loved up, so I don't mind them snogging in front of us anymore. Two, Angus is a legend, even in fancy dress. Three, I have really top friends that put up with me, even when I act dim, which I'm not going to do anymore.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Four, I don't care anymore about looking perfect. It's so overrated. And five, I don't need a nose job or blonde hair. Because my sex god boyfriend likes me just the way I am. Result! Cherry menthol inside.
Georgia opens the front door and Robbie is waiting for her. They hold hands as they walk down the street. Now it's evening time and Georgia and Robbie are in casual clothes. They are walking down the Eastbourne promenade with their arms around each other. The end.
Rotate.